that positive for the industry?
You know, I think it is. And that was one of the reasons we thought we would see higher volumes. You have the president who issued the Sustainable Aviation Fuel, or SAF, Grand Challenge to work to decarbonize the aviation sector. That's something that the biodiesel and other renewable fuels industries are extremely interested in. It is certainly going to be, you know, the fuel for the future in airlines. I don't think we're going to see battery-powered airplanes anytime soon. But additionally, we see that there is going to be a huge increase in demand for locomotives, for heavy-duty trucks, for other things. And, you know, with that, we're also seeing the administration looking not only at new markets for these fuels, but new ways to get those fuels to market. The last two administrations have worked hard with the Higher Blends Infrastructure Incentive Program, which is housed over at the USDA. And that program provides grants to different entities that are looking to distribute biofuels in a way to get them to consumers faster. Here in the DMV area, the DC, Maryland, Virginia area, the farmers out here who are growing soybeans would love to be using biodiesel as much as their counterparts in the Midwest on their farms to sort of have that full circle sustainability story of soybeans. And it's really difficult to get it out here. Depending on where you are, it might be, you know, nearly impossible for someone to find biodiesel available for sale, you know, within a 20-mile radius of them. So programs like this help get that infrastructure out here. And every time grants are released, they are eaten up right away. There is not a dollar left. And so we know this program is working. We know that it's highly desirable, and we're looking forward to seeing that continue.